Don't try to comprehend. Take it on faith. Over the centuries of the Society of Jesus, we have specialized in choosing those men who had above average intelligence. I taught them theology for 25 years. My Jesuit students never asked questions. All they ever did was make objections. And more than once I told them, "Now look, don't try to comprehend the mystery we're talking about. Don't waste your time. Only God knows the full answer." The mystery of why God, first of all, created a human race. But then the next mystery, created a human race, which he wanted to prove its fidelity to him, and thus gain heaven. Over the years, I have graduate courses in Hinduism. I have taught Hindus Hinduism in India for over 30 years. Honest. Through correspondence courses from the university, the Jesuit University in Chicago. And I can tell you this. Most Hindus do not understand Hinduism. You've got to be a Christian to understand any other religion. I know that from experience. As Christians, we believe God created the human race and required the human race to prove his loyalty to him and thus reach his heavenly destiny. What happened? In teaching terms, our first parents failed. And again, a mystery. As a result, God deprived the human race of its heavenly destiny. What are we saying? God deprived the human race of its heavenly destiny because the first parents of the human race failed in their fidelity to God? Yes, my dear. And as we know, that was a second major failure. Many of the angels, they also failed. I repeat, we're scratching on granite. No way you can comprehend. And the better your intellect, the more questions you will ask. Waste your time asking questions. The full answer, only God knows. Then, mystery number three. First mystery is the creation of the human race. Second mystery is the fall of the human race. Third mystery, no sooner did the human race fail and our first parents sinned land God promised to redeem a fallen mankind. Already in the third chapter of Genesis, God promised our first parents that there would be a Redeemer. And of all people to say this to, it was to the evil spirit who successfully tempted our first parents. And they sinned. I will put enmity, said God, to the devil, between you and the woman. And the best translation is, and she will crush your head. The incarnation was already foretold in the third chapter of the first book of the Bible. Now the Annunciation. We could hear, and I have over the years in giving retreats, read the full text of the Annunciation as found in the Gospel of St. Luke. And it comes in three parts. Part one, the Archangel Gabriel greets Our Lady with the words, Hail, full of grace. He tells her she will conceive in her womb and before the Son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Anyone who thinks that Christianity is unfriendly to women is out of his mind. Hear it. Before Christianity came, women, in the deepest sense of the word, were enslaved by men. To this day, every Sabbath, the men in the synagogues throughout the world thank God that they are not women. I have a whole book that I published on Judaism. I'll bet you Jewish synagogues. How we need to hear this. Talk about honoring women. God, we believe, having decided to redeem the human race, chose to redeem the human race by becoming a man. The same God who created the world out of nothing. Could God have created, well, the human nature that the second person of the Trinity would assume? Of course. What did God choose to do? He chose not to become man by miraculously creating a human nature and uniting himself with that human nature? No. He chose to be conceived like all of us, of a woman.